Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Well, sir, we are on the last song of our Creep single, which was released in 1992, and the last song is an acoustic version of Creep. So this is already the third time. You've heard Creep three times, and you've heard three different versions.
Yes, so I feel hopefully equipped to have an opinion on where this falls.
Yeah. All right, are you ready?
I am.
Go!
Not the vibe I think of when I think of Creep, so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, this vocal does help it bring it back. Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. Flood like I'm not going to believe this, but I was literally going to say it kind of sounds like Creepy. Like, there's just that mismatch, and it's like,
yeah.
Like, the dissonance is just a bit, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, he did the very on this one.
But that's the version, okay.
It doesn't hit me as hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't hitting me as I thought it would.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't say I'm a big fan of this.
I like it, but I like it because it's Creep.
Yeah. I feel like I'm definitely able to focus on the lyrics more. And
his voice.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a good thing. In the sense that I don't think the lyrics are bad. But, like, when you pay more attention to them, like, obviously the spotlight's on them. Like, you hear lines like, I don't care if it hurts. And I'm like, oh, I don't want you to say that.
Yeah. I want to hear how he hits these high notes. He really hits those hard, eh?
Driving it home for me.
Boy.
I enjoyed that.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Fuck. Whispering is great.
Ooh, felt that on my neck.
Okay.
See, because he had that bit in the where he like went for it, it kind of like brought it back for me, because then it like it brought the intensity that I felt needed to be there at some point for it to like make sense.
Or have it be meaningful.
Yeah, like you feel the like hurt and like the like kind of the distress that like all these words mean. Like he's saying it kind of like a bit like there's, because he's not like going for it when the music's not intense enough. It's kind of a bit like, it's almost a bit apathetic. And then he does that and you realize, okay, no, it's reached the surface, it's come out, like it's not being suppressed anymore. There's that moment where you're like, oh no, like this all is like, it's there.
Yeah, it was worth hearing just to hear him punch those high notes. Mm. But beyond that, it's
Yeah, like again, it was like it was like a piece where I was like, oh, it's nice to see that interpretation, but
yeah.
I've heard it now.
So what would you give it on a scale, my friend?
I think it's gonna have to be a fill.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Colin and a half.
Yeah.
So
like it's strange because it depends, like for me, if I'd never heard Creep as it was and I heard that, maybe I could go even higher, because then it's like I'm not directly comparing with what it could have been. But like on its own, like compared to the other ones, yeah, that's probably what inflates it a bit for me.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that. It deserves to be a more full song. Yeah. And while Tom's vocals are very, very good in this, the overall feeling is just like meh.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad I got to hear that rendition.
Yes, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Okay, that's it for today.
We did it.
We did.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.